按着主你的心意来行，求主深保守看顾这一切，让我们所得的荣耀都归于您。我们如此祷告，奉主圣名而求，阿们。会众请起立。我们感谢神带领杨传道今天传讲上帝的话语，是起自于罗马书六章14节到23节，所要传讲的信息是：谁是你的主？神还是罪？请杨传道。
I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
This afternoon we would focus on verse 15 to verse 23.
今天下午我们会专注的看第十五节到第二十三节。
The theme is Who is your master, God or sin?
我们的主题是谁是你的主，神还是罪？
Now this sounds like an option.Or a choice that is given to the Christian.
这听起来好像一个选择对于我们基督徒来说。
But actually, if you think about it very carefully,
但是如果你来认真地看待这个话题,
this is not an option for the believer.
这并不是对信徒, 这对于信徒这并不是一个选择。
Some may think that after I become a Christian,
有些人认为我成为基督徒之后
I may still have a choice of whether I want to serve God or to serve sin.
我会有选择去选择我要去侍奉神还是去侍奉罪。
But Apostle Paul will argue and show us that if you are truly a Christian, God must be your master.
但是使徒保罗他会来争辩，他会告诉我们，当我们成为基督徒之后，神必须成为我们的主。
The moment you decided to be a Christian,
在你决定成为基督徒的那一刻
You have already decided that God is your master.
你已经决定神已经是你的主。
Now in the book of Romans from chapters 1 to
3, 在罗马书里面第一章到第三章
Apostle Paul has argued that all have sinned.
使徒保罗他已经争辩了每一个人所有人都犯了罪。
In chapter 1, he argued how all Gentiles are sinners.
在第一章里面他告诉我们所有的外邦人都是罪人。
In chapter 2 he argued that all Jews are sinners.
第二章他也来告诉我们所有的犹太人都犯了罪。
And then in chapter 3 he now says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
第三章他告诉我们所有的人世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now if we have sinned, how can we be saved?
如果我们得了罪，我们怎么样才能够得救呢？
Then he went on to explain the doctrine of justification by faith.
然后他才继续来讲这个教义，因信称义。
That is in chapter 4 and chapter 5.
那是在第四章、第五章。
When we are justified, we are now declared righteous.
当我们称义，我们是被宣告称为义人。
Now if after we are justified, how should we live?
当我们称义之后，我们应当怎么样去生活呢？
And that is the question in Romans chapter 6.
这就是在第六章所回答的问题。
Because some people may think, Oh, since I'm already free from sin, I can live any way I want.
因为有些人他们认为，既然我已经脱离了罪，我的罪已经得到赦免，我可以过任何我想要过的生活。
That's why Apostle Paul now said and warned us in Romans chapter 6 verse 1.What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
那也是为什么保罗他在第一节第六章的第一节就告诉我们，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？
And he says, God forbid, in verse 2, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
他在第二节继续说，断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活呢？
In other words, he says, if you are truly born again,You cannot continue in sin.
换句话说，他是在说，我们已经在罪中得救的人，我们不会继续在罪中。
And in chapter 6, he will argue two things.
在第六章，他会来辩解两件事情。
First, he will say, we cannot continue in sin because we have a new life.
第一个辩解，他是在说，我们 不能够继续在罪中，因为我们有一个新的生命。
This is from verse 1 to verse 14.
就是第一节到第十四节。
We have a new life in Christ.
我们在基督里面有一个新的一个生命。
Christ is our life.
主是我的生命。
We are alive in Him.
我们在他里面有生命。
So we cannot continue in sin.
所以我们不应当在罪中。
Then from verse 15 to verse 23, He presents now His second argument.
然后在第十五节到第二十三节，他讲到他辩解第二件事情。
He says we cannot continue living in sin.
他说我们不应当在罪中。
Because we have a new master.
因为我们有一个新的主人。
Now we are serving a new master.
现在我们在侍奉一个新的主人。
So we cannot continue in sin.
所以我们不应当继续在罪中。
So this afternoon we are going to focus on this second argument.
所以我们今天下午会专注在第保罗所讲的第二件他辩解的第二件事情上。
Now in verse 15 and verse 16, Apostle Paul first presented the main thought in his argument.
在第十五节第十六节保罗他就为给我们他这一段经文里面最重要的一点。
What is the key thought that he wants to tell us now is found in verse 15 and 16.
他想要告诉我们什么呢？就是在第十五节第十六节我们所看到的。
Look at this. He says, What then shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid.Knowing not that to whom ye you yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
他说这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。岂不知你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆，以至于死。或做顺命的奴仆，以致成义。
Now what he's saying here is simply this.
他在这里所讲的就是
The law cannot condemn us anymore.
律法不会再使我们不会再定罪，使我们有罪。
And just because the law cannot condemn us anymore, can we go on and sin willfully?
正因为律法不再定我们的罪，难道这样说我们就可以继续在罪中吗？
Can I say that because I'm now under grace, can I go and sin willfully?
我现在难道我可以说我现在在恩典之下，所以我可以去犯罪吗？
Because now I have eternal life. I'm promised eternal life. It doesn't matter how I live. I can live wickedly, and it doesn't matter.
现在我有永恒的生命，无论我怎么样去活，我都会有永恒的生命，所以我可以过任何我想要的生活。
The answer, Apostle Paul says, is no, God forbid.
保罗的回答是断乎不可。
You look at verse 15 at the end, he says, God forbid.
就是在第十五节的最后一句话，断乎不可。
We cannot continue living in sin.
我们不应当继续在罪中。
And his argument, his main reason is in verse 16.
他其中最主要的一个原因是在第十六节。
It's because he says now, who you obey,He is your master. That is the main thought.
他说，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆，这是一个中心。
If you choose to obey sin,
如果你选择去顺从罪，
then sin is your master.
罪就成为你的主人。
If you obey righteousness, or your obedience is unto righteousness,
如果你顺从义，或者说是你对义顺服，义就是你的主人。
Then God is your master.
神就是你的主人。
Now, with this thought in mind,
当我们想这个的时候，
Apostle Paul now from verse 17 will go on to elaborate on this thought.
保罗他会从第七节之后继续来解释他所要表达的这一点。
From verse 17.
第十七节。
From verse 17, he will now go on to explain further this key thought.
他会继续的来解释他所要表达的这一点。
So verse 15 and verse 16, Apostle Paul first introduces this thought.
所以第十五节第十六节保罗就介绍了他的中心。
And from verse 17 now, he will go on to explain what he means.
第十七节之后他会继续来解释。
So the key thought, remember, he says, if you continue serving sin, then sin is your master.
所以我们要记住最重要的这一点, 如果你还是继续在罪中, 罪就是你的主人。
If you serve righteousness, then God is your master.
如果你服侍义, 神就是你的主人。
So now, verse 17 to verse 19, he will first tell us, there are two kinds of slavery.
第17节到第19节, 告诉我们有两种奴仆。
Okay, today we are going to see three things, alright?
今天我们会看三件事情。
First, there are two kinds of slavery.
第一点就是有两种的奴仆。
Then there will be two kinds of fruits.
第二点就是会有两种不同的果子。
And then there will be two different end.
最后我们会看会有两种不同的结果。
Okay, so first, two kinds of slavery.
第一点,两种不同的奴仆。
Look at this now, verse 17 to verse 19.
第17到第19节。
Apostle Paul says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you.
感谢神,因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆,现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
The word servant here is the word that describes slave.
奴仆是用来表达一个仆人。
Okay, because in English, the word servant can take on different kinds of, or can mean different kinds of servant.
在英语里面,奴仆这个字可以有很多的解释。
For example, a servant is actually a word which may be used to describe the deacons.
举一个例子,奴仆这个字可以来用来讲到他也是一个执事。
Okay, the word in... For the English, all right, the word servant sometimes in the Bible is actually the same word for deacon.
有时候在圣经里面,奴仆在英文里面,这个英文这个奴仆这个字也可以是作为执事来讲。But
in this case, this word servant is actually used to describe slave.
但是在这里的这个奴仆,它是用来表达一个奴隶。Okay,
a slave that is now chained up. Bounded.
一个奴仆,他被锁住。
Same word, okay? Bounded and chained up. He's now a slave to his master.
他现在是他主人的奴隶。And
this is a very common picture in the Roman Empire.
这是在整个希腊帝国所常见的。Because
in the Roman Empire, when they walk in the markets, they would see all these slaves.
因为在那个罗马帝国里面,当他们去市场的时候,他们都会看到这些奴隶。And
when they were sold as slaves, they had no will of their own, they had no freedom.
当他们被卖的时候,他们没有自主权去决定他们要卖还是不卖。They
have no freedom of their own.
他们没有他们自己的权利。They
are now owned by somebody else.
他们现在是归于别人。
So the first kind, Apostle Paul says, you were servants of sin. That is the first slavery.
所以这是在保罗所讲的第一种奴仆。
This is the first slavery which we were partakers of when we were born into this world.
这个奴仆就是当我们降生在这个世界上,我们被罪所捆绑作为的一个奴仆。
Do you remember how you served sin before you were saved?
你还记得当你还没有得救之前,你是怎么样成为罪的奴仆的吗?
Do you see how the people in the streets, those who do not know of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are slaves to sin?
当你看到大街上,就是那些还没有相信主耶稣基督的人,他们就是罪的奴隶,罪的奴仆。
I remember when I was serving in Africa.
我记得当我在非洲服侍的时候,
there are people who are looking for jobs, because jobs were scarce or very rare. I mean, jobs, it's hard to find jobs in Africa.
有很多人,他们都是在寻找工作,因为工作对于他们来说是非常宝贵的。
So some of these workers, what they will do is that every morning, they will just go to an open field.
所以有一些人,他们早晨起来会到那个外面。
And then they'll just stand there and wait for people to come and employ them.
他们就站在那里等着别人来雇佣他们。
Okay, this is how they look for jobs. They really live from day to day.
这就是他们所过的，他们每一天都这样过活。
If after the morning nobody comes and employ them, that means the whole day they will have no job.
如果早晨没有人来雇佣他们，那意味着他们整个一天都没有工作。
So they just stand there in the open field waiting, hoping people will come to employ them.
他们就站在外面等着别人来雇佣他们。
And they work each day. They earn the wages is about in Singapore dollars about $4 a day.
对于他们来说，他们一天的工资相当于新加坡四新币。
Okay, they work the whole day. They get $4.
他们工作一天，但是他们却得到四新币。
Now at the end of the day, what will some of them do with the $4?
在一天结束之后，他们怎么样？他们用这四新币去干什么呢？
It's a very sad thing because many of them at the end of the day with the money that they have they would use it to buy alcohol.
非常悲哀的是他们用这四新币去买酒喝。
Now they do not know whether they'll get a job tomorrow.
他们不知道他们明天是否会得到工作。
They do not know whether they'll have food to provide for their family tomorrow.
他们也不知道他们是否有食物来供养他们的家庭。
But at the end of this day's labor,
但是在这一天工作之后，
some of them would use it to buy alcohol,
有些人用这钱来买酒精，
others would use it to buy drugs,
有人会去买毒品。
And you ask the question, why?
你问这个问题为什么？
You make so little.
你只挣这么少。
You buy two bottles of beer and then your whole daily wage is gone.
然后你买两瓶酒，你所有的工资都没了。
And you would rather go hungry, you would rather your family go hungry, and you enjoy this little bit of beer.
然后你情愿你肚子饿，情愿你家人的肚子饿，然后你就享受这两瓶酒。
The question why?
问题是为什么？
But they were so enslaved to alcohol.
他们被这个酒精如此的奴仆。
They were so enslaved to drugs.
他们被酒精所说他们被毒品所辖制着。
So much so that even with the little money that they get, they would rather satisfy their lusts.
以至于他们用他们这么少的钱来满足他们贪欲。
Rather than to provide for their family or to feed their stomach.
而不去填饱他们的肚子或者说是去供养他们的家庭。
Do you see how enslaving sin is?
你有看到罪是多么的奴隶人吗？
The lust that grips a person's heart.
就是一个人里面的贪欲。
The addiction that draws us.
这里面的瘾会促使我们。
Now this is what the kind of slavery that the Apostle Paul describes here.
这就是保罗他在这里所形容的这个奴隶。
Before we were saved.
当我们得救之前。
We serve sin.
我们服侍罪。
We could not help but pursue after sin.
我们没有办法，我们只能够去寻求罪。
And you look at these people now, you see that they're so blind, so foolish.
当你看这些人的时候，你看到他们如此的无知。
But when they were enjoying it, of course, they did not feel that they are foolish.
但是当他们享受的时候，当然他们不知道他们很愚蠢。
I mean, when you are enjoying sin, you don't feel that you are foolish, right?
按意思，换句话说，当你也在享受罪的时候，你也不会意识到你也不会意识到你是在罪中，对吗？
You would just enjoy the lust.
你只是继续的来享受这个贪欲。
You are blinded to the consequences.
你对后果，你不去想这个后果。
This is how enslaving sin is.
这是罪如此的奴役人。
But Apostle Paul now points out that there's a second kind of slavery.
现在保罗他要提出第二种奴仆。
And that is the slavery to righteousness at our second birth.
那就是义的奴仆，就是我们的第二次的生命。
You look at verse 17, the second part, it says, Ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you.
第十七节的后半段，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
Go on in verse 18, it says, Being then made free from sin, it became the servants of righteousness.
第十八节，你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
Now we are no longer slaves to sin. We are now servants of righteousness.
现在我们不再是罪的奴仆，我们而是义的奴仆。
And Apostle Paul now makes a very important point.
保罗在这里想表明很清楚的一点。
Because in verse 19,
就是在第十九节。
Now he says, I speak after the manner of men.
他说我且我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话告诉你们。
So he now has to use an illustration for our sake.
他现在要为着我们的缘故来用一个比喻。
And the illustration is this.
这个启示就是
You were once servants of sin.
你曾经是罪的奴仆。
And you remember how passionately you served sin.
并且你也记得你是怎么样热心的去服侍罪。
Now, don't you see you are servants of righteousness now?
难道现在你看不到你是义的奴仆吗？
Shouldn't you now serve righteousness with passion?
难道现在你不应当也一样来服侍罪，来热心的来服侍罪吗？
With the passion,
服侍义吗？
Last time you had the passion to serve sin.
上一次你有热心去服侍罪。
Now you are a servant of righteousness.
现在你是义的奴仆。
Why wouldn't you have the passion to serve righteousness?
你为什么没有热心来服侍义呢？
This is the example that the Apostle Paul now draws.
这就是保罗他要给我们所看到的这个例子。
You see how the wicked, they pursue after their lust.
你也看到那些恶人他们怎么样去追寻他们的欲望。
Why are Christians not pursuing after righteousness with the same kind of energy and zeal?
但是为什么我们基督徒不应当像他们一样那样的热心来寻求义，来寻求神呢？
You know, it's very interesting how Christians like to ask strange questions.
有趣的是很多基督徒问一些很奇怪的问题。
They like to ask questions like, "Is it wrong to do this?"
他会说，做这个事有错误吗？
Is it wrong to watch movies?
看电影有错吗？
Is it wrong for a Christian to drink alcohol?
对一个基督徒来说，去喝酒有错误吗？
Is it wrong for Christians to go to the disco to sing karaoke?
或者说是一个基督徒去卡拉 OK 去唱歌，这些有错误吗？
You know what's the problem with these questions?
你知道这个问题的关键在哪里吗？
We are asking what we cannot do.
我们在问我们不能够做的事情。
We are trying to draw a line to see how far we can do something before it's considered wrong.
我们尝试着去画一条界限，就是当我们不越过之前，不越过他之前。
You see, if we are passionate about something.
如果你对某一件事情非常的热心，
the question that you would ask would be, what is that that I can do?
你应当问的问题自然而然就是，我应当怎么样去做？
What is the righteousness that I can pursue?
什么样的义我可以去追寻？
What are the things that I can do that will please the Lord?
哪些事情我可以去做以至于去讨神的喜悦？
Rather than say, is it wrong to do this or is it wrong to do that?
而不是做这些事情有错误吗？
You know, sometimes we use it as an excuse.
也是我们把这个当做一个理由。
To try to justify the things that we would do.
来使我们做的一些事情来使他们来
To excuse ourselves.
来给我们自己找理由去做那些我们想要去做的事情。
I wish that Christians would be pursuing after righteousness.
我希望基督徒能够去追寻义。
And not just merely saying, can I do this and still let it not be considered sin?
而不是问，我可以做这个，而且这个不是罪。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我在说什么吗？
Christians should be pursuing righteousness.
基督徒应当追寻义。
What is that that is holy that the Bible has declared holy? I do.
就是圣经里面所定义的圣洁的事情，我就去做。
What is that that the Bible has said will please the Lord? I do with zeal.
圣经上面记载讨神所喜悦的事情，我就去做。
What are the things that I can enjoy as according to the scripture? I enjoy
哪些事情是根据神的话语相符合我可以享受的我就去享受
Rather than saying Let me see how close to the world I can be
而不应当是我可以离这个世界有多近
And then I stay so close to the world And then it's still not considered sin
并且我靠近这个世界而这些都不是罪
You see this is the wrong mindset that some people have
这就是有一些人他们错误的想法
That's why Apostle Paul says You once served sin with such great passion
所以使徒保罗说你想去侍奉你侍奉罪有这样的热心
In the past you did that
在过去你们是这样做的
Now you are in righteousness
但是现在你在义当中
Why don't you have the same passion to serve righteousness?
为什么你也不应当有这同样的热心来侍奉义呢?
Apostle Paul says there are two different kinds of slavery.
使徒保罗讲到这里有两种不同的奴仆。
The first was the slavery unto sin.
第一个就是罪的奴仆。
The second, the slavery to righteousness.
第二个就是义的奴仆。
And both will bear different fruits.
并且这两个也有两种不同的果子。
And there's a second thing we want to consider.
这就是我们要看的第二点。
Now let us look at this from verse 20.
让我们看，从第二十节开始看。
To verse 22.
到二十二节。
Two different fruits.
两种不同的果子。
For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Being now made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life.
因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
Two different kinds of slavery produces two different kinds of fruits.
两种不同的奴仆也产生了两种不同的果子。
There is a kind of fruit where the Apostle Paul says, In the past you were ashamed of it, you see in verse 21. Right?
第一种果子就是你们以前所看为羞耻的就是在第二十一节里面所讲的。
Right, now you look back at the kind of fruits that your slavery unto sin has produced.
就是你现在看你以前成为罪的奴仆所产生的果子。
Do you see how shameful those fruits are?
你有看到那个果子有多么的羞耻吗?
Now you consider the effects of sin.
你也想这个罪所带来的后果。
You consider the fruits as that is a result of the slavery unto sin.
你想想这个罪它所带来的这个羞耻的果子
What are the kind of fruits that are so shameful?
这个果子什么样的果子是这么羞耻的呢
Do you remember in times past those things that you once enjoyed?
你记得当你在以前有些事情你想去享受的吗
How shameful they are
他们有多么的羞耻
You know, now we are all grown up
现在我们都长大了
And sometimes we look back at our younger days.
有时候我们回想我们以前年轻的时候
Do you not feel shameful sometimes to talk about them?
你难道有时候不会感觉到有点羞耻去谈论这些事情吗
Especially those days when you were still living in the world and in sin.
就是当那些日子你还在这个世界在罪中
I mean, some of you have heard about my testimony of my younger days.
你们当中有一些人听到我在年轻的时候的一些事情。
And I was in secondary school.
就是我在中学的时候。
No, you don't know the half of it.
你可能不知道。
You don't know the rest of the story. I told you a bit only.
我只是告诉你一点点，你不知道其余的。
You don't know how I really was.
你真不知道我是怎，我当初是怎么样的。
I don't want to, you know, air my dirty linen in public.Well, I don't want to, you know, air my dirty linen in public. Let people see all my dirty things, all my dirty secrets. Or,
I don't want to show my dirty things to everyone.
Because I'm shameful. I'm ashamed of.
Because I feel very
ashamed. In the life that I lived in the past.
就是我在过去所过的生活。
And I've seen the effects of sin.
并且我也看到罪所带来的后果。
When in sin, you see how destructive it is in the home.
在最终，你知道给这给一个家庭所能够带来多大的毁灭吗？
Has it not brought disunity in the home?
难道它没有带来不和谐吗？在家里面。
You know, if you visit my home,
如果你来参拜访我的家庭，
the walls are witnesses to my wickedness.
那可以见。
It's a figure of speech. Yeah, the walls can see、
哦、
my sinfulness.
就是那个墙可以见证我过去我的不好。
You know, in fact.My sister knows very well how and what kind of brother I was.
就是我的，姐妹，她们知道我，知过去是多么的坏。
Okay, my younger sister, 我的妹妹。
妹妹。
Yeah. Can see the kind of wickedness I bore, the kind of fruits that I bore.
就是我过去所侍奉罪，所带来的这个果子。
Fighting in the home.
在家里面打架。
Quarreling.
吵架。
The raising of voice,
并且喧嚷
is a chaos at home.
家里面非常的混乱
This is what sin brings.
这就是罪所带来的
When you bring pride and arrogance and your lust, this is what sin does to the home.
然后你带来骄傲、自高自大，这就是罪所带来的
And you see how sin has corrupted the society.
你也看到罪是怎么样去来腐败这个社会。
Do you not see the fruits of sin in our society?
你难道没有看到这个罪所带来的果子在我们的社会当中吗？
The kind of lifestyle of the people today.
就是人们他们现在所过的生活方式。
All these are the effects of sin.
这些都是罪所带来罪的影响。
Now, recently, America has just passed a law where they legalize gay marriages.
最近美国有法律来那个同性恋的那个法律通过
，and now they say the whole country is legal.
他们说在整个国家都是都是合法的。
We don't have to wait very long to see the effects of sin.
我们不会花太久去看到这个罪所带来的影响。
You know there are actually a few articles on the internet.
在互联网上有一些文章
that actually have described from the perspective of children.
他表达了从孩子们他们的观点
And these are children who came from families with homosexual parents.
就是这些孩子都是来自于同性恋的家庭
And they said it's confusing.
他们说这非常的奇怪
Who is my father? Who is my mother?
谁是我的爸爸？谁是我的妈妈？
When I go to school and talk to others,
当我去学校跟别人说话的时候
What do I tell them? I have two fathers?
那我怎么样告诉他们？我说我有两个爸爸吗？
It's strange. Everything is confusing. Everything is mixed up.
这非常的奇怪，非常的混乱。
And it has brought these children depression.
并且这也给那些孩子们带来沮丧。
This is the kind of problem that sin brings into the society.
这就是罪所给这个社会所带来的后果。
May you look at a society that's corrupted.
当你看这个社会腐败的时候
we thank the Lord that in Singapore we are generally protected from corruption.
我们感谢神在新加坡里面，因着神的恩典，我们被保守。
But when you look at a country that is corrupted,
当你看一个国家被腐败的时候
，Do you see how the country cannot function?
你知道这个国家不能够再继续的运行吗
？How the people would suffer?
这些人们都会受到影响。
When I was serving in Africa, that was what I witnessed.
在非洲的时候，我就见证了这一切。
If let's say you want to apply for a visa,
比如说你要申请 visa,
visa
签证。
And then you want to go through the normal processes.
你想要经过这些程序。
Or even just getting a driver's license.
或者说是要得到一个驾照。
Oh, it's going to take you months.
它会花掉你一个多月。
But then not 一个多月 months, many months.
很多很多月。
But then you just put something in an envelope.
但是你把一些东西放到信封里面。
You know, they joke.
他们就开玩笑。
They say, put your lunch in an envelope.
把你的午餐都放在信封里面。
You know what it means? Actually, it's not really lunch, but put the money in the envelope and give them the lunch in an envelope.
对，不是那个午饭，而是你的钱。
Yeah, give them treat them a lunch in an envelope.
就是 给他们你的午餐。
In an envelope.
在信封里面。
Yeah. When you do that, you can get your driver's license, your visa in within 1 week, no problem.
如果你这样做的话，你就可以很快在一个星期里面就得到你的驾照、你的签证。
And there are these, you know, different policemen to catch those who are corrupted.
也有一些警察，他们抓这些腐败的人。
They are also corrupted.
他们也是被腐败。
Then the whole society is corrupted.
整个社会都腐败。
People will suffer.
人们就会受到影响。
That's why the poor, they still remain so poor.
那是为什么穷人们他们继续贫穷。
Now Apostle Paul says, this is the fruits of unrighteousness, of slavery to sin.
所以保罗说这就是不义所带来的后果。
You are ashamed of it.
你们感觉你们看为羞耻。
But now you are made free from sin. You have your fruits unto holiness. Verse 22.
第二十二节，现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子。
In the same way, Apostle Paul is saying.
同样的说法，保罗再说。
If you have fruits.In the past, that is unto unrighteousness when you were in sin.
如果你在过去，当你在罪中，你有不义的果子。
Shouldn't you have fruits of righteousness now? Now that you are servants of righteousness.
难道现在你是神的奴仆，你是义的奴仆，你也不同样的有义的果子吗？
Can people see these fruits of holiness?
人们可以看到这个义的果子吗？
Apostle Paul in the book of Hebrews, you don't have to turn to it, he calls it the peaceable fruits of righteousness.
所以保罗在希伯来书里面讲到，这是和平，仁义的果子。
These are fruits which brings about peace.
这些果子能够带来和平。
These fruits, can people see that in your life?
人们可以在你的生命当中看到这些果子吗？
Fruits unto holiness.
义就是义的果子。
Fruits that brings joy.
这果子能够带来喜乐。
Fruits that reflect the goodness of God.
能够反映神的美好。
Fruits that reflect the love of God.
能够反映神的慈爱。
Can people see these fruits in your life?
人们能够从你的生命当中看到这样的果子吗？
Christians must bear fruits.
基督徒必须要结果子。
Now remember, this title, it is not a choice.
记住这个标题，它并不是一个选择。
Because you have already made the choice when you became a Christian.
因为当你成为基督徒的时候，你已经做了一个选择。
So it's not an option for you to now say, I want to serve sin or I want to serve righteousness.
所以现在这并不是由着你来说，现在啊，我要侍奉罪，我要侍奉神。
When you say, I am a Christian.
当你说我是一个基督徒，
You have already decided, I want to serve Christ.
你已经决定说我要服侍基督的。
There must be then fruits of holiness.
然而你也必须要有果子来跟随。
Can people see that in your life?
人们可以在你的生命当中看到吗？
In the way you talk.
就是在你所说的。
Can your family members see the change in you?
你的家人能够看到你的改变吗？
Once you were hot-tempered.
可能以前你是非常暴躁的。
But now you are able to calmly quieten yourself and to pray before you speak.
但是现在你可以冷静，你也可以祷告，在你要说话之前。
Before you were arrogant.
之前你是非常的自高自大。
But now you have a high view of Christ and a low view of self.
但是你现在你以基督为大，你却以自己降卑。
Can people see these fruits?
人们能够看到这些果子吗？
There will be two different ends.
这也会有两种不同的结果。
One.Verse 23, the end of death. Look at verse 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
第二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Two different ends.
两种不同的结果。
One, death.
第一种就是死。
Second, eternal life.
第二种就是永生。
The first kind describes eternal destruction.
第一种讲的是永远的灭亡。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
Now the Bible describes three kinds of death.
圣经里面有讲到三种不同的死。
The first kind of death is spiritual death.
第一种死就是灵性上面的死。
When a person is separated from God,
当一个人远离神
even though he may be physically alive,
可能他在肉体活着
but when he is not, he does not have a personal relationship with God,
但是他却没有与神有直接亲密的关系
he's spiritually dead.
他是灵性上的死。
Then the Bible also describes physical death.
圣经上面也说到肉体的死
where this body will die physically,
就是这个肉体会死掉。
We will go to the grave.
我们会去到坟墓。
But there's also a third kind of death.
也有第三种死。
Which the Bible calls the second death.
这个圣经讲的是称它为第二次的死。
Okay, 第二次 yeah, the second death.
对第二次的死。
Because it comes together, it involves the physical as well.
因为它都来到一起，它也包含着你肉体的死。
This second death is where we will, unbelievers will now be poured into the lake of fire.
第二次死就是这个不信的，他们会被丢在硫磺火湖里面。
And they'll be tormented there for all eternity.
他们会在里面受到永永远远的折磨。
This is the second death.
这就是第二次的死。
The Bible says, if you do not have Christ,
圣经说如果你没有主耶稣基督
If sin is your master
如果罪是你的主人
Not only will it have destructive effects on this earth
不单单它在这个世界上有这样的后果
The end of it would be eternal death
在最后也会是永远的死亡
But
但是
For those who are servants of righteousness
对于那些义的奴仆
We have the gift of God, which is eternal life.
我们有神的恩赐，就是永生。
This is the second kind of ending that is reserved for the child of God.
这就是为我们作为神儿女所预备的第二次的生命。
Now, why does the Apostle Paul conclude with this thought?
为什么使徒保罗他会这样结束呢？
Because he's now thinking about the kind of lives we must live on earth.
因为他要看我们现在我们现今活在这个世界上的生活
and he's telling us live our lives on earth in view of the life we have in eternity
他说我们活在这个世界上就应当也想着我们将来有一天我们活到永远的生命
we are going to have this wonderful eternal life
我们会有这美好的永远的生命
We are going to enjoy fellowship with Christ.
我们会享受与基督之间的团契。
We are going to sing His praises.
我们会唱赞美的诗歌。
Now, when we are on earth living this life,
当我们在这个世界上过我们的生活的时候
will we live with eternity in view?
我们会以永生的观点来看待吗？
You know, it will change the things that will make us happy.
它会改变我们，使我们觉得喜乐
Those things that used to make us sad
有些事情使我们感到悲哀
You know when we look at our homes
让我们看我们的家庭
Why is my house so small?
为什么我的家这么小
Look at my car, why is my car so small?
看我的车为什么这么小
Oh you feel
你感觉
You feel that oh is this the ambition that I have is this the goal and the dream that I can have on earth?
你会在想，这是我要在这个世界上所有的野心吗
？And you feel sad.
然后你感觉到很悲哀。
But if you live life with eternity in view,
但是当你以永生的观点来生活
，you will see how temporal these things are.
你会看到这些东西都非常的短暂。
How your pursuits would be different.
你所追寻的会追寻的会完完全全不同。
Your ambitions, your dreams,
你的抱负，你的野心
Your hope will all be different.
你的希望都会不同。
So Apostle Paul tells us we have two different ends.
所以保罗说，我们有两种不同的后果。
When you accepted Lord Jesus Christ,
当你接受主耶稣基督
you have accepted him both as Savior as well as Lord.
你已经接受他成为你的救主，并且也接受他成为你的主人。
Hence there are two kinds of slavery.
并且有两种不同的奴仆。
One is the slavery which we once were in the past.
第一种就是我们在过去
Now we are slaves unto righteousness.
现在我们却是义的奴仆。
There must be then a new fruit that we bear. The kind of fruit which we bear must be the fruits of holiness and righteousness.
并且我们现今所结的果子应当是圣洁的。
And we have the promise of a new end.
并且我们也有这样的应许，一个新的一个结局。
So Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 6.
所以使徒保罗在第六章。
He answered this question, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
他回答了这个问题，我们岂可仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
Says God forbid.
他说断乎不可。
There are two kinds of slavery, two kinds of fruits, two kinds of end.
两种不同的奴仆，两种不同的果子，两种不同的结局。
If you are in Christ,
如果你在基督里面，
you can only be a slave unto righteousness, bear the fruits of holiness, and enjoy the end of eternal life.
你只能是义的奴仆，并且你会结义的果子，你也有
enjoy the end of eternal life.
你也会享受这永远的生命。
Who is your God?
谁是
Who is your master?
谁是你的主？神还是罪？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father,
我们怜悯慈爱的天父，
we thank thee for saving us from sin and despair.
我们感谢你拯救我们脱离罪。
And now we enjoy the fullness of salvation.
现在我们能够享受这个救恩。
Oh, help us to now bear fruits of righteousness.
帮助我们能够结义的果子。
We know we are now serving thee.
我们知道我们现今在服侍你。
We are no longer serving sin.
我们不是在服侍罪。
Oh, help us then that we may live lives that are worthy of thee.
帮助我们能够使我们所生活的能与我们的恩相称。
Grant us thy grace, O Lord.
赐给我们恩典。
Enable us, we pray.
加给我们力量，我们祷告。
This is our humble prayer in Jesus' name.
这是我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 为回应神的话语，让我们翻开诗歌406首。一生求主管理。诗歌406首。让我们一起起立，诗歌406首。